call meeting to order. Regular meeting agenda, May 11, 2021, 7:30 P.M. Equivalent notice of the meeting provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specific the time, date, location, or dial-in information, and to the extended notice agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and two municipal library bulletin board, municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspaper of the township, and by filing a copy in the official of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered in minute. The township continued to use the telephone meeting format in an effort to mitigate the chance of exposure to COVID-19 as a part of the township ongoing effort to slow the rate of transmission and avoid overwhelming our treatment center. In order to make sure a clear record of meeting can be made and that all the parties are heard in organized session, all members to the public will be muted during the meeting. If a member of the public wish to speak during any public comment portion, please press star nine in order to raise your hand to speak. We will unmute member of the public individually if they have their hands raised. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear a notification that you have been unmuted. It is that time that you should begin to ask any question you may have. You will have 3 minutes to speak. At the conclusion of which you will be muted again, and the council or administrator will respond necessary. Should you have any further comments or question, the township council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during the normal operating hours. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple caller on the individual line, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you dial in on a separate line so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Individual may also submit written comments to the township clerk up to 48 hours prior to meeting, to be read by the township clerk during the public comment portion of the meeting. Say, comments shall be limited to 3 minutes of the reading. Thank you in advance for your patience as we continue to move the township forward during this health emergency. Ms. Shira, please have a roll call, please.
Councilman Bullard?
Here.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Here.
Councilman Khan?
Here.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Here.
Councilman Earn?
Here.
Council President Shaw?
Here.
Mayor Brian Waller?
Present.
Business Administrator Timothy Dacey?
Here.
Township Attorney Rajveer Goomer?
Here.
Deputy Township Clerk Monica Orlando?
Here.
And I'm here, Melissa Cedar, Township Clerk.
Okay. Ready for pledge salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, item number 5, comment from administration and council regarding for adjournment of any matter on this agenda.
No additions, Council President.
Thank you. Now, item number 6, open to the public. Comments regarding item number 11, consent agenda item. If you wish to speak at this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which you make your comments. The council or administrator will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question.
Council President, I have one individual with their hand raised currently for the consent agenda items. I'm asking them to unmute themselves now. With the last four digits, 9690, can you unmute yourself? Thank you. State your name and address, please. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes. Is this last four digits 9690?
Yes, Pratik Patel, 29 Redbud Road.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. Patel.
Yeah, just a question on the Corona aid on H. I guess, is that like a state grant, or what is the project involved in that? I mean, based on my reading, that's related to some environment, right? Or is this in medicine?
This is Tim. That is accepting the money from the federal government for our 2020, what was allocated by the federal government for coronavirus for 2020. So we just got it. From the government. Now we have to pass this night to accept it, to put it into our budget.
Well, I mean, so here is my comment. My general perception is the job of federal government is to protect borders and to secure people. And I think just squandering money with this block runs here and there, where folks are already paying with their insurance dollars at a county or local level or wherever, I think those money, if federal government is just endowing this county, even if it's free, my perception is we should just return it. I mean, nowadays, this money is becoming a joke. Thank you.
Just to point out with 2020, this was a reimbursement. We have already extended this, and this is getting it back to, for us to put it back into our budget. So this is not block grant money. This was for reimbursed expenses that were approved by the county, the state, and the federal government.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hands raised at this time.
Council President, could I just comment briefly on the comment made by the speaker? Go ahead. I just want to say the federal block grant program, which I assume he was referring to, is an extremely important program. The mayor has been a huge lobbyist for that on various levels, including in Washington. And it's universally accepted by both Republicans and Democrats that it is best to return some tax dollars to local governments so that they can determine the best way to serve the people with their own tax money. It's valuable money that we and other communities get back. I'm assuming the speaker misunderstands the nature of the funds and to suggest that we should return or not accept our own tax dollars back into the community. I think if he understood it, he probably would reconsider that. So maybe I just wanted to point out it's a valuable program, as the mayor knows quite well.
Thank you, Mr. Chu. We're going to close the public portion. Item number 7, ordinance, second reading, amending Chapter 7, Traffic Section 14 and 17.8, open to the public resolution, adopting ordinance. Mr. Chu, please read this.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 14, Parking Prohibited at All Times on Certain Streets, and Section 17.8, Schedule of Residential Permit Parking Areas, was introduced on the 20th day of April 2021 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 24th day of April 2021. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance having had a second reading on May 11th, 2021, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2021-11.
Any question? No.
That's open to the public.
If you wish to speak at this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you will have been unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address. You know that you have 3 minutes in which you make your comment. The counselor and minister will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question.
Council President, no individuals have raised their hands to speak during this public portion.
Okay, I'm closing the public portion. Do I have offer?
Offer, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Offer to Councilman Jim Ballard.
Thank you. Ms. Shudder, let's go, please.
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Kahn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Okay. Item number 8, ordinance second reading, acquisition of easement and special assessment of sidewalk on property located on block 5501, lot 12.02, open to the public. Resolution adopting audience. Consider with the audience, please.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Provide for the Acquisition of Rights of Way, Easements, and Land and Fee Simple as Needed for the Improvement of Centennial Avenue and the Construction of Local Improvement Sidewalks on block 5501. Lot 12.02 of the Township of Piscataway tax map, commonly known as 1303 Centennial Avenue, Piscataway, as permitted under NJSA 40:65-1 etsec, was introduced on the 20th day of April 2021, and it passed the first reading and was published on the 24th day of April 2021. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on May 11, 2021, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2021-12.
Thank you. Thank you. At this time, if you have any questions, star 9 and raise your hand, please.
Council President, no member of the public has raised their hands to speak with regard to this second reading ordinance.
Thank you. Do I have a motion?
Motion, Councilwoman Cahill.
Thank you, Ms. Cahill.
Second, Councilman Kahn.
Thank you, Mr. Kahn. Ms. Shudder, roll call, please.
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Kahn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Irwin?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you. Item number 10, ordinance first reading prohibiting the operation of any class of cannabis business with the township resolution adopting ordinance. Consent. Please read the resolution, please.
Council President, you skipped number 9.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, number 9, ordinance first reading acquisition of block 11302, lot 4595, Highland Avenue, resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Sheila, can I have it?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Authorizing the Acquisition of Certain Property identified as Block 11302, Lot 4, 595 Highland Avenue, in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, for public purpose pursuant to NJSA 20:3-1 et sec, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by telephonic conference on the 10th day of June, 2021. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you. At this time, if you have any question, press star 9 and raise your hand.
This is a first reading ordinance, Council President, so you just need a motion.
Motion, okay. Do I have a motion?
Bullard, do you have my motion?
For a second.
Councilwoman Lombardi, second.
Thank you. Can I roll call, please?
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Kahn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Irwin?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you. Item number 10. Ordinance first reading prohibiting the operation of any class of cannabis business with the township resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Sheeder, please read it.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled an ordinance prohibiting the operation of any class of cannabis business within the Township of Piscataway's geographical boundaries and amending Chapter 21 zoning, Section 3 definitions, and Section 13 prohibited uses, and adding Chapter 3, Police Regulations, Section 28, Cannabis, to the revised general ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by telephonic conference on the 10th day of June, 2021. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you. I have a motion.
Councilman Irwin makes motion.
Thank you. Second. Can I have a second, please?
Second, Councilman Kahn.
Thank you. Can I have a roll call, please?
Councilman Bullard? Councilman Bullard, your vote, please?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Kahn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Irwin?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes, thank you. Item number 11, consent agenda resolution. For efficiency, item have been consolidated in this consent agenda to be voted on together. The material for this item have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any item that the council would like to remove from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately?
None, thank you.
Okay, do I offer?
Offer, Councilwoman Tate.
Second,
thank
Councilwoman
you.
Lombardi.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Okay, item number 12, resolution vacancy appointment of council at large members. Ms. Cedar, can I have nominations?
Yes, I received from the Piscataway Democratic Organization the name of three individuals that were recommended for the Piscataway Township Council at large vacancy seat. And those individuals are Linwood Rouse, Dennis Espinosa, and Rajendra Kumar.
Thank you, Mr. Dutt. Do I have any another nomination, please?
I'd like to make a nomination, Council President. If I may, this is Councilman Khan.
Yes, go ahead.
I'd like to nominate Linwood Rouse to fill the vacant seat for a couple reasons. One, we had a screening and he was the high vote getter. I've known Reverend Rouse for over 20 years, and he's been actively involved in the community. He's a bright and thoughtful individual who I believe would add something unique to the town council. I may be the only one old enough to remember when Reverend Saunders served, and he added a certain component to the municipal government that I felt as a young council person was very helpful, and I think Reverend Rouse can do that as well. I do want to say the other candidates, there were a number of qualified, interesting candidates that enthusiastically ran for the position, and that was good and healthy for democracy. But I would like to offer up the suggestion that we fill, we can't fill Chanel's shoes, he was terrific, but that we fill the seat at least with Linwood Rouse, who I think would be an excellent choice. Thank you.
Council President, this is Councilwoman Gabrielle Cahill.
Yes, I
would like to second the nomination that Councilman Khan put forward of Reverend Linwood Rouse to fill the vacant seat left by Councilwoman Chanel McCall, now commissioner. I got to know Reverend Rouse a little bit through the pandemic, actually. I've known him for years, you know, got to know him, of course, through community efforts. But this last year, I would have to say, was the time in which I think some of us got to know each of us a little bit better. And more specifically, during the period of time in which this country and this township participated in raising awareness of, you know, the unfair treatment, the racist treatment of the people of color in this country, and maybe more specifically, the African-American community. Reverend Rouse, along with many other pastors in this town, really formed an alliance and started to create a bond with events that happened at various churches to raise awareness. And for people who, you know, may not otherwise understand or have not been able to walk in the shoes of the other, to really help lift up this community, to help those of us who are on the outside to understand, and to really come together. And just as a note, I do believe that Reverend Rouse and the other pastors who've been longtime residents of this township have really made this town into what it is, in which I believe is an extremely diverse town where all residents are welcome no matter the walk of life, their faith, the color of their skin. And I do appreciate the other folks who did screen. I know Mr. Espinoza well, certainly quality, and I know Mr. Kumar also. I would just add that Reverend Rouse has been a longtime Piscataway resident, has been a fabric of this community, and I believe that in every fabric of who he is, that he would only have the best intention for anything that he would potentially do on this council for our township. And so I wholeheartedly second Councilman Khan's nomination.
Thank you, Ms. Curry. Any other nomination? Look like none. So I'm closing the nomination now. Can I have a motion?
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Second, Councilman Ballard.
Okay. I'm just motion for Mr. Rouse. Can I have a motion, please?
I believe, Council President, that Councilman Khan made the nomination, and I did the second.
Yes, that's what I think.
We just need a roll call
vote. I'm going to read the resolution first, and then I'll do the roll call. Be it resolved by the Township Council, Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that whereas a vacancy exists on the Township Council as a result of the resignation of Chanel McCollum, who was sworn in as Commissioner on the Middlesex County Board of Commissioners on April 21st, 2021, and the Piscataway Democratic Committee has presented to the Township Clerk the names of the three nominees for the selection of successor to fill the vacancy pursuant to NJSA 40A:16-11, and the nominees are Linwood Rouse, Dennis Espinosa, and Rajendra Kumar. And whereas the Piscataway Township Council has conducted a vote on the nominee to be appointed to fill the vacancy, and now therefore be it resolved by the Township Council of the Township of Piscataway that it hereby appoints Linwood Rouse as the successor to fill the vacancy, and Linwood Rouse is to be sworn in immediately as a member of the Township Council pursuant to NJSA 40A:16-11 to serve until the election and qualification of a successor.
Thank you, Mr. Can I have a roll call, please?
Councilman Ballard.
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill.
Yes.
Councilman Khan.
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilman Erin?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you. Okay. Item number 13, announcement and comment from official. Councilman Bullard?
Nothing at this time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Councilwoman Carroll, please.
I'm not sure if I said it, but a belated Mother's Day to all of the mothers in our town and those on this board. We all are mothers at one time or another. I really look forward to hopefully having a few more things in town open up as we can, as we may, and as the governor sets those things. But really looking forward to it, and I want to congratulate Reverend Rouse. I really look forward to working with him on this board. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Khan.
I have nothing. Thank you, Council President.
Thank you. Councilwoman Lombardi.
Yes, I would like to welcome Reverend Linwood Rouse to the council. And again, I look forward to working with him also. And I concur with the words of my colleagues on all of the accolades for Linwood Rouse. And I definitely do believe he will bring a very distinct and good piece to the council board. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Councilman, on?
Nothing at this time, Council President.
Thank you. Mayor Dinewaller?
Thank you, Council President. I know we're not meeting until first week of June. However, I want to remind the residents that, we also honor those firemen, personnel who passed away in the month of May, as well as Memorial Day, those folks that had served our country, protection of our freedoms in the month of May. I also want to wish the Piscataway High School seniors who are going to be at their prom this month that they're there safely. And as a side note and a very sad note, want to give our condolences out to Ralph McNeil, the McNeil family of Holmes Marshall Fire Company. Ralph had been a longtime volunteer for 30 plus years at the firehouse. I knew him very well, as well as Councilman Kahn and several of the other council members. And my condolences go out to the Holmes Marshall family and to the McNeil family on the loss of Ralph. He will be truly missed. Very, very good card player. And he would get his shirt off his back and help any resident out for any matter. So my condolences out there again.
Thank you.
You are muted. You can mute or unmute yourself by pressing star 6.
Public.
You have been added to the waiting room. You cannot talk or listen until the host admits you to the meeting. You are muted. You can mute or unmute yourself by pressing star 6.
Resolution authoring award bid for 2021 demolition of residence dwelling at 1126 River Road, bid opening May 27, 2021. No question. Okay. Resolution awarding award of contract of electronic bidding software of purchasing Ion Wave Technology Incorporation not to exceed $35,000. Any question or comment?
No, thank you.
Thanks. Resolution authoring renewal of liquor license. Any question? Okay, none. Resolution authoring return of maintenance bond block 6102 lot 2-20 Kenite Beach Road. Any question or comments?
No, thank you.
Thanks. So, item number 15, open to the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When turn to speak,
the host will be informed that you would like
that
to
you
speak.
Will have it unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which you make your comments. The council or administrator will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question.
Council President, I'm going to ask the first individual to unmute themselves to speak during the public portion. The last 4 digits are 9690. If you could please unmute yourself and state your name and address. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. This is Pratik, 29 Redwood Road. This is just a comment on the email that I sent out regarding water level in Raritan River. A week and a half back, I was just walking to the park and also took kids over the ride. So I'm going to just rephrase in the email that I wrote, and I'm just going to just read it verbatim in terms of what I wrote. And again, this is again no hard feelings against the mayor, but I just like to point out certain things that I feel should be challenged. Since Mr. Mayor and Council feels and believes that we are a party of no to everything, please find below projects as my and long-term public wish projects that we please construction lobby and win for environment in this town over longer term. The projects that at least over a longer period of time, which are kind of coming in as whether we call it infrastructure grants, coming in for federal dollars or infrastructure stimulations or anything, the project that I wish for is installing boulders on both sides of Raritan River that will help during heavy flooding, also will preserve park soils from running into river water. We have built, and I think you guys have done a fantastic job in building bike lanes in Piscataway that today my kids are enjoying it today with the vision that you started 15 years back. So thank you so much for looking after for this town. The time has come to move attention along our aquatic side, which is the river water, and if we can find a way to build swim lanes for fish or any other aquatic marine life and focus on Raritan River that goes all the way up to Atlantic Ocean starting from Piscataway and let other towns get inspired by it would be very helpful. The third is southern counties in this state want to use money and human capital from based on what I read in newspapers, build wind farms, and that's a very good thing because it's bringing energy diversity to this state, and that's a fantastic achievement just collectively from a human capital standpoint. What I would say is, as a central county, let's build swim lanes similar to bike lanes for land for fish and marine life in Raritan River that solves under and over flooding seasonal issues for marine life. This should be injected as a strategic plan for next 10 years for building and bulldozer lobby association of this town versus crowding our roadways and everything with what I call these affordable housing slums or crowding or injecting things which is just densing our habitat area and also destroying open lands. I think last week, during last session, I think Mia had a very fantastic point about Arbor Day Foundation. I read a few things about it, and I think their guiding principles in terms of tree management is fantastic. And I think every member or whoever is in charge in our council should read the founding principles of that, and probably any program supporting that would be helpful. And last but not the least, I'm willing to donate $1,000 to any of this cause. I don't understand many of the political machinery. I'm a very simple guy. But to a certain extent, I see that I certainly believe that certain open land should be preserved and so should be our water and other infrastructure, that we don't end up like California, where there are water droughts and now the township has to issue moratoriums here and there with population density is going up in the air. So any oversight into that area and also ensuring just quality of living with 55,000 or 60,000 family members that we have in this town. I think all of us have done a fantastic job, and especially the council has done a great job. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pratik.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. The last 4 digits are 8961. Please unmute yourself. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Jessica Cradivelle. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead, Jessica. State your name and address, please.
Yes, Jessica Cradivelle, 1247 Brookside Road. I wanted to mention something about the street sweepers that we have here in Piscataway. We just had Earth Day a couple of weeks ago, and my husband and I walked up and down our street, Brookside Road, and we picked up 1.5 contractor bags full of garbage off the side of the road and the sidewalks. And I'm wondering why, knowing that Piscataway owns 2 street sweepers and that they're in use and being maintained, that those aren't put to use in the area that I live. And I know that they aren't put to use because I work 8 hours a day in the middle of the day, and I look out the window onto the street for the last 12 months, and I have not seen that street sweeper pass by a single time. And the only time I have ever seen it in the 5 years that I've lived here was the time before there was a revitalization of the park at the corner of Haynes and Brookside Road. And one of the council members was coming for the opening of that event. I saw the street sweeper pass by a single time. I think that our environment is very important here in Piscataway, as Mr. Patel was saying, and that any refuse that is on the side of the street, what it does when it rains is it runs into the storm drain, and it runs into the brook, and then it runs into the Raritan River, and then it runs into the ocean. So I think that I would encourage the council to consider, let's say, deploying the resource of the street sweepers in a more equitable manner, because I have heard from others in the township that the street sweeper passes by in other areas on a regular basis. And I think it's very important that we make sure that our entire town is clean, because that bottle that runs off of Brookside Road ends up in the Raritan the same as it would if it was on River Road. So I would question if any of the council members want to speak to if there is a schedule for the street sweeper or how it is determined where the street sweepers are going to drive, and if there's any environmental plans to make sure that any litter or garbage that comes off of the garbage trucks that ends up in the street doesn't end up in our waterways.
Yes, Mr. President, this is Tim. So the street sweepers really only operate in between the spring, the summer, and the fall, because they carry water in them, and the water would freeze if they're out during the wintertime. So we get about 8 months of year of operation with them. We focus on, we try to do each of the residential streets at least once or twice a year, and of course a lot of the truck traffic and the industrial areas get it a little bit more because they have people throwing stuff out of windows and things like that. So we do try to hit each area once or twice a year, and we started in Arbor a few weeks ago, so we'll eventually be getting through the entire township.
Thank you, Tim.
Council President, I am now asking the next person who has their hand raised to unmute themselves. The last 4 digits are 0962. Please unmute yourself and state your name and address.
You are unmuted.
Go ahead, please. You're on 962. Are you there? Yes, we can hear you now. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Mr. Burke. This is the county attorney. You know, talking with the council and administration, that the big issue is that the state is requiring us to either opt in or opt out prior to August 21st. And the problem with that is that the state is actually not going to issue rules until August 22nd. So the townships are kind of working blind as to how they'll be regulated, if they'll be regulated, and what controls are going to be in place. So you know, the township has decided to opt out, because they have, if they don't opt out now, they won't be able to opt out in the future. And for that purpose is that, you know, once the rules are in place and sorted out, you know, the township will consider it in the future, of course. But, you know, working blindly without the state regulations or rules there, you know, the administration council decided that it was for the best to make sure that those rules were in place before they made an educated decision on it. So, Mr. Director, first of all, voting to legalize it is not the same as sales, distribution, warehousing, etc., and growing. There are significant issues with any of the above. Yes, there is potential tax revenue, but it comes along various other issues with those types of industries. Being the fact that they're also still federally prohibited, so. We wanted to, you know, the council and administration decided they wanted to see the rules before they, you know, went ahead with it. They would not be able to opt out after the rules were issued. So this is the, you know, the best situation for them. They're not against legalization of marijuana. This is just for specifically for within the town. Marijuana can still be delivered in town pursuant to the state law. And people can use it, you know, as they please. But, you know, this is just in regard to the, you know, growth, distribution, warehousing, wholesale, of the marijuana within the township limits. Yes, it is, because Mr. Eck, of course it is, because it's still federally prohibited. So there is still an issue with these industries being targeted by the federal government. So where it's a federally prohibited you're not an expert on it. I'm not either. But the fact is that these industries are going to be in larger scale than the individual carrying weed. These are going to be the wholesalers and growers that are going to have substantial amounts of cannabis. There's also issues with them being able to have bank accounts, because they are not legally allowed to have bank accounts for cannabis businesses. Therefore, they're going to be holding extra cash on hand. There's concerns the crime and security. There's the various issues that this isn't just a simple, hey, we should let it because the tax authorizations will give us extra money in town. This is the township council and the administration has to look at everything. And with that, with a big hole in regards to rules and regulations that have not been placed by the state, you know, we're being asked to make a decision, and the council was precautious, took precautions, and was cautious about this, and decided we will wait to see what the rules and regulations say before we make a determination. Right now, this is the option that they have to take because they put them in that situation. Thank you.
Council President, this is Councilman Khan. Khan, I'm thinking like Kale.
You can speak to me if you want. You're smarter than me.
Yeah. Your wife would be a little bit upset about that. Mr. Rock and I can appreciate your questions and your concern about the tax revenue piece of it. I would comment on a couple of things. Is saying it, in retort to a full explanation that our attorney gave you as to the reasons why at this time we've opted to vote on this. Again, it's because we do not know the rules that the federal government is going to put forward. We have to decide prior to that time. We can go back and revisit it, and we can change this. But once we opt in, it's no opting out. And so, you know, we don't necessarily just want to do blind educated guesses. I think it's really important for the residents of this town to know that the council members have thoroughly vetted anything that we vote on, that we understand the ramifications of it, and how it will affect our residents. I will say this to you. A high percentage of the town did vote to legalize it, as our attorney mentioned. Doing business in the town is quite a different thing than voting for legalization. But let's set that aside. We don't know what that's going to be all about. But I have spoken to residents in this town quite frequently as a council person would. And I will tell you that a lot of families in this town are not keen on an idea of a dispensary in town in which their children grow up. Now, that's not, again, to say that things would not change and we wouldn't look at it from that maybe that revenue perspective. But quite frankly, I honestly don't really care what Somerville is doing. And I'm pretty sure you're not 100% certain that nothing bad has happened, because I'm sure you wouldn't know that in every single town. But let's set that aside. We know that towns neighboring us did extremely poorly through the pandemic. They did not have their funds in place to keep a town running, keep services running. They had furloughs. We did not. And I would venture to say that in some cases, towns might be making a hasty decision in order to recoup revenue that was lost during the pandemic that they did not prepare for. And I think between the attorney and myself, who I like to talk a lot, I think you've gotten a thorough explanation as to why at this moment in time we're not opting in. Thank you.
I think it's 3 minutes are up, Council President.
Yeah, that's the President. Council President.
Yes.
Council President.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Mr.
Council President. Councilman Cahill, Councilman, I'd like to just make a couple of quick points about my position.
You are muted.
And I am, first of all, I am a lawyer. I have some knowledge of it, but I wouldn't claim to be an expert. I'll say, because I have no problem saying, I voted for it, but any town and any a local government official who at this point, without understanding the parameters, without understanding the regulations, votes to opt in is foolhardy, and they're doing so at their own peril. We have an obligation, I believe, to have a full understanding of what the legal ramifications are, what the regulations are. Can we, for example, control the size? Can we control the location? Once we opt in, can we say we want this type of facility but not that type of facility? All unknown questions. So it's terrific to say that we're for this. I'm for it. In general, I understand it. I understand the legal issues. I think it's the way of the future in most states. But I think you can make a political issue out of it. There'll be people that are going to write online tomorrow and say this and say that. And that's fine and dandy. You can do that. But as government officials, I believe any government official who votes blindly at this point in time, not knowing what the rules are, to permanently opt into a program when you could opt in later. You can opt in after we see the rules. They're not doing a service to their community. And so while I'm for this, I'm not for it until there's rules. When there's rules, we can make an assessment and decide what the best thing is for the township. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Khan. Okay.
Council President, I'm asking the last individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. Last four digits are 9879. Please unmute yourself.
Please unmute. State your name and address.
Please hit *6 to unmute yourself. *9879, go ahead.
Thank you. It's Sid Madison. I live at 176 Blackford Avenue. I now have two resolutions for the council to consider. The second one I added this about a week ago is relative to the divest New Jersey process, and I have a correction for that. When I gave a draft of that resolution, I mistakenly included the parameters for Middlesex County, which does have a shoreline, and I would remove one whereas out of that. But in any case, if the council has not taken a position on either of those resolutions, I would like to suggest that I meet with the mayor and Tim and see what additional information is would be helpful for a decision.
Council President, if I may, it is Councilwoman Cahill. I do want to let Mr. Madison know that the mayor and I have started to have some discussions surrounded. I did see what you say about the resolution on the shoreline piece, but we did start to have discussions. No, I don't have an answer as to if we're going to vote on one of these resolutions or not, but I do want to let you know that we are going to start to discuss what our place is in this process, and part of that, too, just comes, born out of the fact of your hard work, number one, but number two is also because the township itself is we'll be invested in renewables. And, I'm not sure as compared to some other neighboring towns, but I do know that we just recently last year passed a little bit more of an aggressive plan than what we originally had in terms of renewables. So I'm sure the mayor would love to talk to you again, and I certainly would love to be part of that conversation.
So what would I do in order to have that conversation?
Yeah. Yeah, Sid, why don't you give me a call, because I did speak to the mayor and to some of the council members about the divestiture one, and
okay.
There seems to be interest in that. So you get a chance, give me a call, and we'll talk about it.
Okay, and what about the other one?
The other one, the council members are talking, as Councilman Cahill said.
Okay, and can I talk with them?
With the council people?
Yes.
Sure, yeah, sure.
And how do I arrange that? I mean, I'm going to call you about the vest. What do I do about the...
You can send me your contact information. I'll put it in our boxes when our agendas and stuff. Glad they can call you. Or you can email them, too.
Okay. So they would contact me, and we'd talk about the vest, and I call you, and we'll set up... Excuse me.
Yeah, call.
Send you a, I will send you information about Empower, and the council members will call me if they want to discuss the Empower resolution. And on the divest, I call you, and we'll talk.
Yep.
Okay. I'm all set if you are.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Ms. Kyle. And thank you, Mr. Seed. So,
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hands raised.
Thank you. So I want to close portion of public portion.
Motion.
Council President, if I may.
Yes, please.
I'd like to first, I would be remiss in not congratulating Pastor Rouse on his nomination and vote tonight to be on the council. This doesn't happen for the general public. This doesn't happen too often where the council has to choose a replacement. Normally, it's done by the voters during a normal election cycle. But when the council takes a look at somebody that hasn't been voted on by the voters, they like to make sure that individual is a competent individual, trustworthy individual, and someone who has their head above water, so to speak. And Reverend Rouse obviously meets all those qualifications, as well as Mr. Espinosa and Mr. Kumar. But I would have to say that, there's going to be some people out there aren't going to like what I'm going to say, and I'm sure they're going to yap about it on Facebook. But the bottom line is that, there was some three other candidates out there who actively did a PR campaign to wanting to have the council, the Democratic Committee and the council to name them as the replacement. I think the voters have already spoken in regards to those three individuals. 11 months ago, there was a Democratic primary here. They lost 2.5-1 in the Democratic primary. In the general election, they tried to run a writing campaign, that they lost 4-1 in that in November election. And then just recently amongst the Democratic committee, they lost 9 or 10-1 within the committee. So there's a clear pattern there that the voters, when it comes to those three individuals through the Progressive Club that wanted to be considered on the council, that the voters already really had spoken about their themselves. There's also some issues that, since they put their names out in the public, and, when you're involved in public life, the public, you're fair game. Anybody can say anything about you, but you know, the general public needs to know that, you know, you have a track record when you go out in the public venue. And their track record was over the 2017-2019 cycle, when they were recruiting candidates to run for the county committee. They had five candidates that did not even live in Piscataway. Four of them actually lived in New Brunswick, and they were basically caught by the county clerk and the municipal clerk for not living in the town. One candidate allegedly said that they lived in Piscataway, but in reality, is the progressives brought a court action to try to get that individual on the ballot, which these three individuals were involved with. And basically, through the court process, it was discovered that the individual there did not even live in town. Actually, in fact, lived up in Syracuse, New York. And more importantly, is the individual tried the same stunt up in Essex County, where they filed to run out of the place of business, even though they lived in New York. So I don't know whether these three candidates knew that. I got to believe they did, since they were part of the recruitment process or club.
You have been muted by
the it was their leadership. And then there was another issue with one of their candidates out there that, quite frankly, did a disservice to them. And, you know, back in 2017 of May, when Councilman Earn was sponsoring a community watch group for a small quadrant of the Arbor area, that he showed up as a candidate, and basically, which I don't understand, because he lived about 4 miles away from the neighborhood, and came in there, and evidently after when the event was over with, I wouldn't say an event, it was a neighborhood watch meeting. Basically, there was a confidential sign-in sheet that the homeowners, the folks, the neighbors signed, so the police can work with them. And this individual, who put their name up just recently, basically took the confidential sign-in sheet. And when the police found out about it, he basically denied it. And when he was told that some of the residents saw him do that, along with the accomplice that he had there with them, another person that was involved in their club, he didn't want to give the sign-in sheet back. He wanted to give a copy of it back to the police department, and then basically the police department told him if he didn't have it back by 3 o'clock, he was going to get charged. So and then to boot, we all know that he loves showing his shield in campaign literature. He was using, you know, professional courtesy so he wouldn't get in trouble. And, you know, that's the type of individuals that you were dealing with, that they're not being above board. So when this governing body goes to put somebody on the township council when the voters haven't had a chance to decide about that individual sitting on the governing body, they make damn sure that that individual that's going to be put on the council, until the voters have a chance to weigh in on that individual, that person is above board. So I'd like to thank the council members for doing your due diligence, as well as the Democratic Committee, for taking a look at all the candidates that screened. And I'd like to think that we have a class operation, and everybody might not necessarily agree with us all the time, but that's democracy. But I want to congratulate Reverend Rouse again, and look forward to working with him for the next several months. Thank you, Council President.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Item number 16, amendment. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
All
is that Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Thank you. Who's the second?
Second.
Councilman Aaron seconded.
Thank you. All in favor, say aye.
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 Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Goodbye.